The number of Democrats challenging second-term Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik of New York's 21st District increased this week when Ronald Kim, a Queensbury and Saratoga Springs attorney, entered the race. Kim, a former elected official and mayoral candidate in Saratoga Springs, says he's running because he feels the incumbent's continued refusal to meet with constituents on health care issues is disqualifying.
The congressperson is also the representative of the 21st district, and to not be willing to meet with your constituents on this issue is disqualifying. And it just seems to me that the only way we're ever going to unite this country is we got to start talking. We may not always agree, but that's okay. But if you don't even talk to people, that just increases the division in our country, and that is disqualifying for a congressperson. And I was shocked when I saw that she basically was refusing, and she was hiding. She's got to meet with her constituents, and that's why I came into this race.
So when you look at health care, since that is a driving factor, what sorts of reforms do you want Congress to pass?
Well, I think we can improve upon Obamacare. I think that we're either going to move to a Medicare for all or at least have a public option in the current law that ensures some competition. But throwing it out, which was what Elise Stefanik voted for, is disastrous. I mean, this is an issue of freedom. If you don't have health care, you can't be a free citizen of this country. You have to have it.
Ronald Kim, what other issues are of primary concern for you?
I know that Governor Cuomo passed a bill to make sure that there is high-speed internet throughout the Adirondacks. I know that's a real important need for both education and economic development. And, you know, the congressperson should be taking an active role to make sure that that is laid out in a way that's reasonable, fair to all communities, and is accessible to everyone. Another thing is we ought to be making sure that the schools in the 21st district are providing the skills for the industries that our children are going to be trying to get a job in. We really need to make sure that on the ground, what our kids are getting out of a high school education or occupational education is going to make a difference when they go out into the market. A final thing I think that this congressperson should be doing is monitoring very closely the NAFTA renegotiation. Our congressperson should have a place at that table in terms of making sure that those negotiators are going to preserve some of the important relationships that we have with our northern neighbor.
Ronald, you've been a local commissioner and held citywide elected office. How does your experience in those positions prepare you for Washington?
Cities have to work together across party lines. And we also have to work in a budget. And so I think those kinds of skills lend well to going to Washington and working with, you know, both sides of the aisle to get things done.
Ronald Kim, there's already quite a few Democrats running in the congressional district race. What do you feel sets you apart in this primary race?
My experience, both in local government and also in my law practice. I mean, one of the things people forget about a lawyer is essentially they're a small business person. They have to meet payroll. They have to do, you know, they basically have to balance a budget. So I think those two experiences have given me a unique perspective and experiences that I think make me a very qualified candidate. I'm also from this area. I was born and raised in the area. I've spent pretty much my entire life in the area. And so I know what this area's needs are. I know it very intimately, and I think that I bring that strong ability to the table.
During a visit to Plattsburgh on August 7th, incumbent Republican Elise Stefanik said regardless of the number of challengers, she is focused on her job and delivering results to the district.
You know, this last election cycle, what I was most excited about is I won every county in this district. We won by over 30 points. That shows, I think, the support I have across party lines. And I ran on my results directly for this district on a local level. I feel confident, but I'm going to focus on doing my job because that's why they voted for me, because they know I'm energetic, I'm hardworking, and I'm common sense and independent-minded and an effective voice for this district in Washington.
The six Democrats seeking the 21st District nomination for Congress are Ronald Kim, Ted Rakab of Potsdam, Don Boyajian of Saratoga County, Katie Wilson of Keene, Patrick Nelson from Stillwater, and Emily Martz of Saranac Lake. Republican Russell Finley of Lisbon in St. Lawrence County is looking to force a primary. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.